bit scary. Anyway, here is Backbone with a little piano intro by Ian Smith.
Thank you.
some of you guys have Mr. Womhoff for a teacher, right? Okay, so here's what you want to write for your paper to get a really good grade. You write that there were 3 trombone solos and that was your favorite song of the night because it had trombone in it. Because he's a trombone player, he'll really dig that. It's probably a whole letter grade right there. Our trombone section, once again, Quincy, Micah, and Gary. Also on the bass trombone, the bookends, we have K.K. Sullivan and we have Alec Blackwell, 30 Rock over there. So that's our trombone section. And I also, again, for those of you doing papers, all the saxophones play this really cool thing together. That's called a soli, S-O-L-I. A solo is when one guy plays, but that was a soli, so that'll get you some points too. I'm looking out for you guys. Okay, the next tune we're gonna play is actually a tune that I wrote a while back. It's called Otoño, which means autumn, which seems appropriate for now. And we hope you like it. You're gonna hear a piano solo from Ian once again. And also one of the new members of the band, Andrew Boos, on tenor saxophone. So we hope you like Otoño. Thank you. right. This next tune features Ian once again. How did that happen?
I don't know.
A little something extra in your envelope at the end of the night. And also our lead alto player, Ross Williams. This is a great tune called Cubism, written by a fellow named Chris Mertz, who is the director of jazz studies, I'm not kidding here, at the University of Northern Iowa. It's actually a pretty happening jazz school. So, hope you like Cubism.
Thank you.
in addition to Ross on alto and Ian on piano, Edward Fritz on the drum set. Edward Fritz. So again, for those of you that are writing papers, this is a big band and there's four sections and you've met the trombones. The saxes have a lot of heavy lifting in this tune. They just nailed it, and also in the first tune. I'd like you to meet our saxophone section, Andrew on the tenor, who's making his way up front. Joseph, number one, on alto. Ross, did I say Ryan before? Did I say Ross? I said Ross, right? Okay, good. Okay. Matt on tenor, and Joseph, number two, we have two Josephs. So on the berry, that's Joseph down there. That's your letter. All right, this next tune, gosh, how to intro this tune. One of the cool things about being a music performer and teacher is you get to meet all these cool people. One of them is a fellow named Tim Reese. You guys have all heard of the Rolling Stones, right? They're not gonna be here later. But Tim is a saxophone player with the Rolling Stones. And one of the things that Tim did was did a bunch of jazz arrangements of Rolling Stones tunes. And they're really, really cool. And this one is especially perfect for the Halloween season because it's really messed up sounding. It's just got all this weird stuff and it's great. And Andrew sounds wonderful. So this is the Rolling Stones, Paint It Black, featuring Andrew on the tenor.
Thank you.
Don't know my own strength. Hey, we're going to play a couple more tunes for you. Jesse mentioned earlier that we're kind of featuring the music of Pat Metheny this semester. He's a great guitarist, so naturally I'm a big fan, but he's also a really good composer. And we're going to do this next to last tune features one of our trombone players, Gary Anderson, on a beautiful, beautiful tune called Always and Forever. So we're going to have Gary come on up. I also do want to introduce you to the rest of the folks in the band. If your instructor at Tranquility, folks, if it's Lisa Butts, she's a trumpet player, so make sure you write how much you enjoy the trumpets. Our trumpet section includes Jason Cruz, Scott Dean, Gavin Ferguson, and Kai Howard on the trumpet section.
Oh,
Okay, we have one more tune, but I would like you to meet our fabulous rhythm section. They are really a joy to work with. On the vibraphone and percussion, Miss Regina Jimenez. On the piano, Ian Smith. Philip Sarkisian on the bass. Andrew Gomez Ramirez on the guitar. Edward Fritz on the drum set. So we're going to wrap up. We're going to do one more tune. It's called The Fulton Files. I have no idea why. It was written by the guy who directs the jazz program at the University of North Texas. That's like the premier university college jazz program. So it's a really great chart. Pretty funky. Hope nobody gets hurt. Thank you all so much for coming. Please check out the other great concerts. And tomorrow night. Hi, Max. And tomorrow night on this very stage, the concert band, which is preparing to take a trip to Carnegie Hall. Hey, how are you guys going to get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice, okay.
Anyway, that's going to be tomorrow night, so I didn't put that on the program, but there's a whole bunch of jazz things on the program. So please support the music department at City College. You're just doing a great job. So our last tune is The Fulton Files by Steve Wiest from the University of North Texas. Matt Tuttle on tenor sax, Quincy once again on the trombone. Thank you all so much for coming out.
Thank you.
Scott Dean on lead trumpet on that. Matt Tuttle on tenor sax. Quincy Maxwell on the trombone.